Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. WFAN
Sports Flash. Good evening at 10:01. I'm Bob Huesler. The Mets swept a three-game series from the Nationals, but as expected, a three-game series against the Dodgers proving to be more of a challenge, although the Mets are now on the board. They're batting to the bottom of the seventh, and the Dodgers now lead it 4-1. The first Mets run just scored after Mike Conforto doubled and Dominic Smith drove him in with a single to get the Mets on the board, down three here as they bat in the seventh in a game Tyler McGill started. Dodgers wore him out. He threw 32 pitches in the first inning, 92 pitches over his five. He allowed three runs, allowed a couple of runs on sacrifice flies, the other on a Corey Seager first inning double. Julio Urias in line for what would be his major league leading 14th win. He shut out the Mets over the first five on two hits and struck out five, but the Mets have struck here with a run here in the bottom of the seventh and still batting, trailing the Dodgers 4-1. The Mets at the moment a half a game behind the first place Phillies, who trail the Reds 6-0 as they bat in the bottom of the ninth, and it looks like they're about to start that game in D.C. between the Braves and the Nationals after a lengthy rain delay. The return of Jacob DeGrom to the Mets rotation by the end of the regular season clearly in jeopardy. DeGrom is being shut down for another 2 weeks. An MRI showed slight improvement, but the elbow inflammation remains an issue. The Mets have placed Javi Baez on the injured list with back spasms. The Yankees resumed their series with the White Sox Saturday night in Chicago. The Yankees coming off another gut punch loss in the Field of Dreams game, and this is Aaron Boone.
In this game, whether it's as a player, whether it's as a manager, as a team, you really do have to be able to, wear it, own it, and move on.
Thursday night marked the sixth time this season the Yankees lost a game in which they held a lead in the ninth inning or later. That is the most times that's happened to them in almost 25 years. The Field of Dreams game was the most watched regular season baseball game on any network in 16 years, an average viewership of close to 6 million. Veteran running back Dion Lewis, who played last season for the Giants, is retiring after an eight-season career. The Winter Center for Autism, founded by Joe Winters, creates job training, placement, and coaching for people with autism. Help realize Joe's legacy by donating at wintercenterforautism.com. 87 degrees, mostly cloudy skies, and that's what's happening. I'm Bob Huesler with Sports Flashes on WFAN. Listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere. Download the Odyssey app and favorite us today. And if you have a smart speaker, just say, play WFAN.
Your official station to talk Yankees. The Fan on 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
Yeah, Summers! Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan, WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and AB. 10:03, 45 seconds to go along with a Friday evening on your Fan. New York City. Steve Summers here and you there. On the other side of the glass, Nick Theodoro and No from the 1-877-337-6666. And we'll take you on another 1 hour schmooze right up until Jody McDonald and Jody Mack coming your way at 11 right here on your Fan New York City. And we welcome to the program Max Goodman from SI Sports Illustrated, covers the Yankees, also knows a thing or two about the New York Jets. Max, first of all, thanks for a couple of minutes of your time.
Steve, always my pleasure. How are you?
Well, we're doing okay. Hope you too, Max. And again, give me your impression, first and foremost, with the Yankees from last night, with the Corn and with the Iowa and with Kevin Costner and Field of Dreams. Give me your impression of what you saw from last night.
I think Major League Baseball hit it out of the park. I think it was an incredible event, a memorable event. Of course, it didn't end up being, you know, the best result for the Yankees as Tim Anderson walked them off on that home run. Mm-hmm. But it's a testament to the effort that Major League Baseball put into it with the lore of the movie and the immaculate sunsets and the fireworks at the end. I think that even if the Yankees lost and the White Sox came out on top, I think everyone was a winner. And I'm excited to hear that it's coming back next year. I think that was the report that we'll see it again in 2022. So,
and I bet after that too, probably. I mean, you know about the ratings. I mean, you know, over the last 16 years, the highest rated baseball game, All-Star game, World Series, you name it. This one last night topped them all.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, all those folks that tuned in, maybe that aren't watching baseball regularly, they were treated to a classic as well. And the movie's a classic, but that game with eight home runs back and forth, the comeback at the end, and then, of course, the walk-off and the fireworks in every sense of the word. So they would be a fool not to do it again. I think you could bring in maybe the Chicago Cubs, another team like the Cardinals or mm-hmm. some of those local franchises. But sure. I'm sure it was a treat for all the Yankees to get to play there. And it stuck with me. Aaron Judge was talking before the game about how, you know, they were driving in the bus to the ballpark, and some of these players that are from outside of the country or from bigger cities mm-hmm. were just glued to the windows, mm-hmm. taking in the country and then the endless fields. And, you know, I'm born and raised in Manhattan, so I would have gotten a kick out of it, too. I didn't get to go, unfortunately, but I'd love to go someday.
Well, of course. I was very curious about whether it was going to be hokey. I don't want to say corny. But I was wondering if it was going to be a little too schmaltzy, a little bit too over the top. It wasn't at all. As you kind of indicated yourself, Major League Baseball did hit a home run. Not easy to take a so often maligned game of baseball and turn it into a romantic novel of sentimentality and nostalgia and vintage baseball and also honoring a very classic, one of the best sports movies of all time. You know, you might get an argument with Bull Durham or The Natural, but certainly Field of Dreams. I mean, it can water the eyes. I mean, with the family values that are also involved with having a catch with Dad. And I mean, in so many ways, it was touching people last night, not just the game itself, which was, you know, a Hollywood beginning and a Hollywood ending with the Anderson home run and the eight home runs in the game. But, I mean, it really had to touch even the most diehard baseball fan only concerned about the game and not the corn.
I totally agree. That's a movie that I would watch with my dad growing up as an aspiring baseball player, and he passed down that knowledge of the game to me. Mm-hmm. Maybe we look at it a little bit differently if it was a, you know, 10-1 game with couple small ball plays here and there, and it wasn't as an electric finish. But I truly enjoyed listening to Costner in the booth talking about mm-hmm. what that was like filming the game. And I think the commentators, Joe Buck, did a great job, you know, calling the game, but also bringing that in. And I mentioned the lore of the movie because mm-hmm. everybody knows about that film, even if they haven't seen it. I think everyone knows what the premise is. And I especially love the beginning, having them come out of the corn just like in the movie. I think that was a really touching moment.
Yeah.
Something that we'll look back on, something that MLB would, like I said earlier, be a shame if they didn't bring something back like that again.
Well, it highlighted the movie. It highlighted the game of baseball with all its sentimentality and, again, like a romance novel to some degree. And certainly also we celebrated corn. And now you can imagine how many more people around the country during summertime grilling are going to put some corn on the cob right there on the barbie. What about the Yankees? Have they shown to you resiliency? They have taken some awful losses, and as romantic as last night was, and as much of a novelty as it was, it was another gut-wrenching loss for the New York Yankees, who have played so much better baseball, obviously, since picking up Gallo and Rizzo. Heaney is somebody they could lose in the cornfield because he has not done a good job. And what is it, something like 8 home runs and 3 starts he's allowed. But for the most part, the Yankees have put on right now a little bit of a run. They have played so much better since the trading deadline. Do you see them competing for not just a wild card, but possibly the division?
I do, Steve. I think that the resiliency that they've shown, not just recently in the last couple of weeks, but they've shown it all year long, just continuing to get off the mat after those debilitating, heartbreaking losses and go on a little run. And mind you, this is in the midst of a season where they've had 3 different COVID-19 outbreaks. We're in the middle of one right now still. They are going to get a couple guys back, and they've been missing the likes of Luis Severino and Corey Kluber, and those big names feels like forever. But the fact that this group, using the stars that are still healthy and on the field, but also a makeshift group and having some guys come up from AAA and the minors, some prospects that are making their debuts, and then some role players. Tyler Wade has been incredible this month so far. Yeah. Greg Gardner is starting to swing a hot bat. It's the next man up mentality 2.0 after what we saw in 2019 with that historic year in the worst way possible with injuries. So, you know, they're in striking distance, and obviously this next stretch, 2 more important games against the White Sox, a really big series against Boston. You don't have that many more opportunities to play against those teams that are ahead of them in the division.
Right.
And we'll see what they can do. It's about getting healthy and continuing to stay hot at the right time and gather that momentum heading into October.
You know, and whether you're talking about Davis, whether you're talking about Allen, you're talking about some of the young kids, including a Tyler Wade, who's got some speed. And we saw him last night put down a bunt. And I think that was the first Yankee to put down and get a hit out of it since Phil Rizzuto. I mean, the Yankees, but they have a little bit more speed. Especially with some of the younger guys that the backups that they have called upon because of either COVID or because of injuries. And so we are seeing a little bit more small ball, are we not, from these New York Yankees to try and manufacture a run or two.
It's a different dimension that we've seen this year. And you think of the Bronx Bombers perennially contending to have the most home runs in all of baseball. You know, the very fabric of this group on offense is built around big boppers in that lineup.
Mm-hmm.
But having someone like Tyler Wade, even Gleyber Torres is having a career year in terms of stolen bases. And that just puts more pressure on the pitchers, brings more opportunities with runners in scoring position, something that they struggle with. But more chances means maybe they'll push more runs across. And then you mix in the 2-run and the 3-run home run, that's something that this team lives and dies with when they can get it. So absolutely, I think that maybe this is proof for Brian Cashman and those that are in charge of building this team that maybe they should try to get some more of those guys down the road and not just try to sign and trade for the strictly home run hitters, the 3 true outcomes, like what we've seen with Joey Gallo, for example.
Yeah, and what is it? I think it's now 13 Yankees who have gone on the COVID-19 list. Is there something we're missing here? Are they just hanging around the wrong people? Are they not wearing a mask? I mean, 13 players from one team. Now, again, we understand that with the Delta variant and that the virus with its neighbors and family members is still hanging around. But, I mean, does that surprise you in some way? I mean, are the Yankees doing something they shouldn't be doing?
It's definitely surprising. Garrett Cole was on the broadcast talking to the guys in the booth, and he said, you know, the Yankees have their own variant at this point. And, you know, as much as it's silly to joke about, I think it puts into perspective the fact that, you know, as a nation and globally, we're not completely through this yet. And even if you are vaccinated, you're still susceptible to testing positive with those breakthrough cases that this team has had. And the vast majority of the Yankees are vaccinated. They've eclipsed the 85% vaccination threshold long ago, you know, within the first month or two of the season. But you know, Aaron Boone has cited recent trips to Florida and now just in Missouri. These are hot spots in the country, but, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not with the team in their hotel. I'm not sure if they're going out at night. I would assume that everyone's being safe. But when someone happens to test positive and bring it into the clubhouse with the fact that they've passed that threshold, not everyone is wearing masks and they've, you know, let down their guard a little bit. That's not to say that they're not still being safe and with everything that's going on in the world. But I do think it's going to be a case study for years to come, whether it's other teams and other associations of sports in general, but also maybe the CDC needs to take a look at this team and all that they've been going through as well.
Yeah, and again, no, but it's a concern for all of us, whether we're professional athletes or broadcasters or writers or whatever it may be, a butcher, baker, candlestick maker. It's there, and again, I mean the public is being told by medical and scientific what to do, and then again, you got most people are coming around to the vaccination. A lot of people don't want to do it, and that includes certainly some members of professional baseball and football and so forth and so on. But nonetheless, it is somewhat of a heads up for the public, about what to do. That if God forbid, if they get with the virus, it could happen to us too. So in a way, there's a message being sent here. One of the left-handed bats with the New York Yankees, Max, and we're talking to Max Goodman from SI for a few minutes here about with the New York Yankees. And bottom line is we know from Gallo, we know from Rizzo, and the balance that they now provide with what was a predominantly right-handed hitting team. How about Odor and his contribution? Now, yes, he's a little bit shaky over there at third base, but the bottom line is he can play second base when LeMahieu is not over there, and he has come up with some big hits. And yet, of course, the big bats are Gallo and Rizzo now. But the bottom line is you have Odor contributing, and you don't hear too much about him, yet he has made a difference.
He definitely has made a difference. He comes up in the clutch. I don't know his numbers in terms of clutch opportunity, you know, air quotes around clutch, but it seems like every time he's up there in a big spot, he's coming through the majority of the time. And, you know, with the fact that the Rangers are paying for his salary, it was a very low-risk, high-reward move to bring him in early this season. And I think something that's not even a statistic that's quantifiable is just the way that he is in the clubhouse, the way that he is in the dugout, the type of atmosphere that he brings. Mm-hmm. As much as it's funny to joke around about him, you know, constantly going to the mound for mound visits when a catcher will come out and talk to the pitcher, that's his shtick, that's his thing. And he's going to help his teammates by encouraging them with a couple words or patting them on the behind when they need to pick me up. And that's kind of his MO, that even beyond, maybe he doesn't have the highest batting average, but like you said, he does come up in big spots, and he provides some balance to that lineup. Mm-hmm. He's considered one of the best lefty second baseman hitters in terms of power in the last several years. I mean, he's had multiple 30 home run seasons, I believe. But, you know, that atmosphere builder, that guy that's going to help bring the best out of his teammates and provide a spark with a team that's been on a roller coaster ride and had many lows, that it's pretty impressive and remarkable that they've been able to come out of those lows and get back to highs. And I think that he has had a big part of that based on what we've heard over the last several months from other players and Aaron Boone and Marcus Timms and all those guys talking about the kind of presence that he has. It's definitely there and prevalent. I wonder if they'll bring him back after this year.
Well, do you think, and then before I let you go, Max, do you think if the Yankees do not make the postseason, that Aaron Boone might lose his job?
Well, I do think they will make the postseason, but if there was ever a reason to part ways with Aaron Boone, I think that that would be a big one. You know, not that it's an excuse, but he has gone through quite a bit as a manager this year in terms of working with a lesser known and not as good of a group with the injuries that we talked about and the COVID cases. I wonder what kind of relationship he's had over the last several months with Cashman and Steinbrenner, with all of the lows that this team has had. But look, I mean, he's a former player. It seems like he has the support of the player base in that clubhouse based on what we've heard. And look, I mean, he led them to 100 plus wins in his first 2 years and dealt with some challenges there. Last year, I guess we could say, is an anomaly with the 60 game season. So if it's all downhill from here, Steve, mm-hmm. maybe they consider that. And mm-hmm. there's got to be some better options out there. I think Carlos Mendoza is going to be a fine manager someday, the bench coach for the Yankees. Maybe not necessarily in New York, but that's a mm-hmm. side note that I just thought of. Mm-hmm. And, you know, depending on how things develop over the next few weeks, it's definitely a possibility, I'll say that. But I do think at the end of the day, they'll make the playoffs. And if they go on a special run, I think he's arguably a contender for manager of the year with how he's kept his team around.
Yeah.
But that's depending on what you believe with how much of an impact he has with making the lineups and personnel and transactions and all of that stuff. But I definitely think it's a possibility, long story short.
Yeah, and certainly they're in position with more than enough baseball games remaining for them to get there, even as a wild card. And I'm not surprised about Boston falling back. I am a little surprised about where Tampa Bay, I mean, they just do it with smoke and mirrors, I guess. And maybe, you know, I mean, those guys make contact. They play good fundamental baseball. They have decent enough pitching. They have good situational hitters. They're always putting the ball in play. And, of course, if you're putting the ball in play, it's going to find some space, and you're getting on base and scoring runs and winning games. It is amazing with the low payroll how they go about continuing to win just about every single year. I will say this, Max, that I know you do a little bit with the Jets as well. We just had Brian Costello on with the New York Post, who covers the Jets, also works for The Fan. What is your take? I mean, is it going to be, again, with Zach Wilson and a new coaching staff and a makeover with some key positions with rookies? I would imagine you will probably say it's going to be a trying season for the Jets, and maybe for a Jet fan, they're going to have to be very, very patient.
Well, I'll preface my answer by saying I haven't been able to get to training camp because I've been at Yankees games, can't play in two places at once, as much as I'd love to. But from what I've seen and what I've heard, listening into the press conferences and following along guys like Brian, is that this team has made so many improvements this offseason, and they're putting themselves in a position to be a lot better in 2021. But I think patience is the key, that even if they've added several pieces and turned this roster into one that's far better than the team that won two games last year, you have to be patient with a rookie quarterback. You have to be patient with skill players and a very young and inexperienced secondary. But I think that we're going to see a lot of pressure from this defensive line, a unit that is now so much better with Carl Lawson in there and a lot of other veterans. Mm-hmm. I think the skill players around Wilson have gotten a lot better, and they won't be dealing with the same thing that they had with Sam Darnold. I think it'll be a lot more on Wilson to take advantage of those opportunities when Darnold maybe didn't have those same opportunities with the players that he was surrounded with. So, you know, do I think it's a playoff team? No, but I think that they can take a big step forward with this new culture that Robert Saleh and this new coaching staff have installed this offseason as well.
Okay, Max, I can't thank you enough for the comments, the answers, the expertise, and certainly the time that you've given us on this Friday evening. Be well, and I hope sometime soon we can do this again.
Absolutely, Steve. I'd love to come back on. Thank you. Be well.
You too. Max Goodman from Sports Illustrated.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.